Our hero this week is Abraham Bolden, Secret Service agent to John F. Kennedy. He literally ended up in jail for 5 years trying to tell the truth about what was going on in the Secret Service at that time. Really sort of railroaded, and he's got an effort going now in his 80s to receive a presidential pardon. I've signed his petition. It's shocking how few votes he's or signatures he's gotten. I put up on the website under Wild Cards a very long, very good interview with him, an exceptionally impressive man. He describes how his spiritual faith really saved his life during the trials and tribulations. Reminded me very much of my own experience. I was lucky I got my training in the African American churches. And, you know, and as a result of sort of connections I had to that community growing up in an African American neighborhood and being raised by an African American woman. And it just, you know, I'll say this once, I say it so many times. The people who have developed a spiritual practice and spiritual warfare that can defeat genocide are in that community, and there is a very precious resource there. And if you look at the what's happening with vaccinations and all sorts of other policies to depopulate that group, I suspect it's because they do have that spiritual power. It's one of the things I want to talk with Dr. Cherry about when we discuss Haiti. Some runner-ups in the hero category: Muhammad Ali died this last week, and an extraordinary boxer, an extraordinary hero. And we have several links about his life and death up on the website. And finally, John Oliver, lovely comedian who engineered the purchasing of $15 million of medical debt and then proceeded to promptly cancel it. I'm sure he brought relief to many people. I just hope he remembered to address the tax issues for forgiveness of indebtedness. And finally, in the hero category, I'd like to give a nod to the SeaWorld orca whale, who shocked the crowds by trying to attempt suicide in front of everyone. The story is in the website, and I think it's a metaphor for how a lot of people feel right now, given what's going on in the world and the impingement on freedoms of various kinds, both for humans and animals.